chemicals, dyes, you know, all of these things stress the body out. They throw you off balance. I mean, anyone can feel when they've eaten sugar all day, they feel out of balance. Well, being out of balance is a similar feeling to being stressed out. Also, these additives, you know, there's a whole nother avenue of food problems, which is food allergies. And, you know, that is something that I spent many years dealing with food allergies. If your diet contains a lot of caffeine and unhealthy foods, your anxiety levels and stress levels actually go up just from that. You know, the fact is, your body and your children's bodies in particular, they need nutritious food to run properly. And, you know, there are actually minerals out there like calcium and magnesium and vitamins like vitamin B that, you know, actually regulate your emotions and keep you calm. I mean, like, magnesium is a great thing to have before you go to bed. You know, it helps you sleep more calm and more peacefully. So, you know what? If it's not good for your body, it's probably not good for your mind. And you could be experiencing and creating more anxiety and stress in your children's lives by feeding them poorly. Hey, and you know, what happened to cooking together? You know? I mean, what happened to family meals? I know it's almost impossible, and I'm not saying that I have family meals every night, but one thing I do like to do is cook with my children. It brings us together. If you shut off the TV and you shut off the radio and you take the phone off the hook and you don't have to run out the door to go to an activity, cooking together is not only a beautiful bonding experience, but it is also very relaxing, especially if you give age-appropriate assignments, you know, in the cooking department. I mean, kids love cooking. They love mixing. They love chopping. They love throwing things together. So I'd like to see a little bit more cooking to help children relax.